Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines to be established in your life. We've talked about walking by faith. God wants you to walk by faith, not by sight. He wants you to fight that good fight of faith. He wants you to walk in love, another important discipline. Love is long-suffering. Love is not anxious to impress. Love doesn't work ill to its neighbor. Love is the royal law. It doesn't show respect of persons. Love learns to bless those that curse you. It learns to pray for those that use you and persecute you. God wants you to walk in love, and you're not going to be selfish, but you're going to be one who looks to please one another, praise God. A third discipline, being in the Word and doing it. God's Word is the source of life in you. As you hear the Word of God, the Holy Spirit takes the Word, He writes it in your heart and in your mind. God wants you to continue in the Word and become disciplined in doing what it says. As you continue in the Word, you are going to become His true disciple. And then the Bible says you will know the truth, the Word of God, and the truth shall make you free. God wants you just not to have knowledge, but He wants you to do what the Word says. Too many Christians know a lot of the Word, but they don't do it. If you are not a hearer and a doer, the storms of life that come against you will cause you to fall. Because if you're a hearer and a doer, then you'll be founded upon a rock and they'll have no power against you. But if you're a hearer and not a continual doer, then the storms of life will come and you have built your house on sand and the storms will cause you to fall, and great will be the fall. Another important point is taking your thoughts captive. Very important. You got to learn to take your thoughts captive and think on good things. Quit letting the devil have place in your mind. Quit letting that negative thought get a hold of you. Quit allowing those thoughts of negativism towards this individual or that individual come against you, or thoughts about your ability. You know, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He's your ability. Quit looking to your own self and quit being negative. You just need to start facing everything with the power of God, with the Word of God, knowing that God, His ability will help you to accomplish all the things that He's set before you in your life. A fifth area is learning to choose God's way. God has given us a will, and we can choose life, we can choose death, we can choose blessing, we can choose cursing. He wants you to commit and yield your will unto Him to choose the ways of the Lord. Another area is casting the cares on the Lord. It is so important that you cast every care, every anxiety, every worry upon the Lord. Do not take care or worry about finances, about your health, about any situation. You may say, well, I've got these problems going on. What should I do? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, cast all of your care upon Him, know that God cares for you, and then start to pray the Word of God. Get in the Word, find out what the Word says, start doing the Word, look for the direction from the Word of God, and start acting upon that and looking to the Lord to bring you out of that problem. I'll tell you, if you'll learn to pray God's Word, God will come on the scene and bring forth His fruit in your life. Hallelujah. Learn to speak God's Word and bridle your tongue. Don't be one who speaks negatives. Speak the Word of God. As you speak His Word, then that releases Him to bring those promises to pass in your life. Learn to pray with your understanding. Learn to pray with tongues. Praying in the Spirit, releasing the power of the Holy Spirit. Another area we talked about is confession of sin. It is mandatory that you come to confess your sins. Don't continue to wallow in them. Don't continue in them. You need to confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We also talked about the area of repentance. Repentance is so important. You must turn away from the area of sin. The Bible says that we should come to the place of repentance from all dead works in our life. Godly sorrow worketh repentance, and it brings forth the salvation or your deliverance, your healing, your victory in your life. The sorrow of the world, of course, works death. Don't continue to sorrow after the things that are going on and the negative things. Learn to have a godly sorrow that works repentance in your life. It will turn you away from walking in the wrong way, because repentance means to change the mind and you turn around and start walking in God's ways without compromise. This is so important. Don't be in compromise. I see too many Christians that have one foot in the world and one foot in God. That's that lukewarm type mentality. You can't be one foot in the ways of the world and one foot in God and think that you're going to be blessed. You've got to get totally sold out and yield yourself, yield those members unto the Lord and walk in His ways. You need to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. You're going to choose His way. You're going to speak His word. You're going to repent and turn around from all negative ways and walk in the ways of the Word of God. The area we're going to talk about today is the area of forgiveness. God wants you to learn to forgive every person who has wronged you or hurt you. In fact, when anyone ever does anything to you, you should learn to forgive them immediately. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says that we, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, teaching us how we pray, He says that we're to pray to forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, a lot of people want to confess their sin and ask God to forgive them, but notice it says, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors, or those that have sinned against us. You must learn to forgive those who have wronged you. Do not hold grudges. Do not let bitterness get a hold of you. Do not allow resentments to build up in your life. Forgive those that have hurt you and wronged you. You know, it's so important that you learn to separate the sin from the person. Have there been people in your life that have really wronged you? You must realize that the devil was working through that person. God was not involved in them sinning against you. The devil was working through that person. And you need to learn to realize the devil is your enemy. Remember, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the demonic powers that are at work. We're against principalities, against the powers and spiritual wickedness and the rulers of the darkness of this world that are workers of Satan that bring forth destruction. God wants you to learn to forgive every person who's wronged you or hurt you. So important. Otherwise, you'll allow those resentments and bitternesses and those deep-seated hurts and wounds, and they will bring much destruction upon you. Learn to separate the sin from the person. Forgive the person, and you can hate what the devil's done through that person, and any retaliation you're going to have is going to be in the spirit against the devil and his works in that person's life. That's why you pray for the person and bless the person who's cursed you, rather than have a retaliatory attitude. Learn to forgive that person immediately. It is mandatory. The Bible says that if we forgive men their trespasses, then our Heavenly Father will also forgive you of your trespasses. If you don't forgive men their trespasses or their sins, neither will the Father forgive you of your trespasses. You see, you've got to walk in forgiveness. If you won't forgive others, you're out of fellowship with God. If you're holding things against someone who's hurt you and wronged you, you're not in right fellowship with the Lord. Has God forgiven you of your sins? Sure He has. Well, how can you hold any other person's sins against them? You have no right to do that. God has forgiven you, and therefore you must forgive every single person. God is calling you to forgiveness. It may be a mother. It may be a father. It may be a husband or a wife. It may be someone who was a former friend. It may be someone in the church or in the body of Christ. It might be a pastor. It might be someone that you've known that has hurt you or wronged you. God says, forgive them. You know, everybody's made mistakes, and we need to learn to forgive people for their sins against us. Don't be one who is judgmental. You got to let go of that judgmental, critical, fault-finding spirit. That attitude, it brings destruction. That is a wrong attitude. Learn to forgive every person. Look at them through the eyes of the Lord. God sees them as valuable and precious. Separate the sin. Love the person and hate the sin. It is so important to do this in your life. There's a scripture over in Matthew chapter 18 where it talks about the man who had this great debt, and he was forgiven of the great debt by his Lord. And then he had someone who was a servant under him who owed him. And this is a small debt, but nonetheless he owed him, and he refused to forgive him for the debt that he had. And because of that fact, the Bible says in Matthew 18:34, his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Because he would not forgive his servant, this man who owed him something, that he wouldn't forgive him, then this showed the fact that he was not worthy of receiving the forgiveness that he had for his own sins. And this is what's going to happen. Verse 35 says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Otherwise, if you will not forgive every person their trespasses against you, you will be delivered to the tormentors. Who are the tormentors? The tormentors are the demons. The demons will have legal right to come into you because of your unforgiveness. You must forgive, and you must forgive from your heart. It can't be lip service. It can't just be going through the motions because you know you should do it. You've got to do it from your heart. And this comes because of the fact that you have the love of God in your heart, and you want to be obedient to what God wants you to do, and you learn to separate the sin from the person. Now, many people have chosen to forgive a person, yet they continue to have unforgiveness attitudes within them. What's going on? Those are the spirits of unforgiveness that have come into you from previous times of having unforgiveness. Learn to realize that that is coming from the devil, and that is not the truth. If you have truly chosen to forgive a person from your heart their trespasses or sins against you, then you have forgiven them. Then what you need to do is cast out the spirits of unforgiveness that would be have come into you from past times of unforgiveness and drive them out. Same with any resentments or bitterness. Cast out those spirits and then get in the Word of God and choose to walk in love and resist any temptation to get into that again and learn to walk in forgiveness from that point on, and then you will walk free from this problem. Forgive, and then God will forgive you. And be sure that you forgive every person from your heart. Do not let the devil have place through unforgiveness. It will bring much destruction upon you in your life. Well, I trust that you're going to make the decision to forgive every person who's wronged you. Let it go and watch God deliver you and restore relationships in your life. We're going to continue on Daily Christian Disciplines in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.